No, 1 minute here. Yeah, the CPS is easy to get, and it's easy to get legitimately. You sign up for a Motorola Solutions account. They kind of verify that you're not trying to start a radio business. That was my interpretation of it. I had to call them and tell them I'm using it as a ham radio operator. They didn't care about the call sign. They didn't care about anything else. And I sat around and waited for a week or two, and then finally just picked up the phone and called them, and then about an hour later, I had access to download the software. So their Motorola is very friendly about pushing out their software, even, you know, legitimately without any fees. And some of their entitlements are so cheap, it's not even worth the hassle. Like the wideband entitlement is like $5, and the voice one is like $5, and the other one is like $5. I mean, so it's not even worth doing the little hacks. I just give them the $5, and, you know, I don't care. And that way I don't have to remember a year from now, oh, what did I do to that radio to make this work? Or, you know, you hook it up to another CPS and it says it's going to wipe out your code plug because you don't have the right entitlement and everything else like that. So when it comes to these things, I just do everything legitimately, and it makes it work nice. Tim, go ahead, WVD.